chain reaction in Washington. Elisa Brady, Fox News. A leak suggesting the U.S. Supreme Court is ready to overturn Roe versus Wade is leading to stepped-up calls from Democrats to pass legislation on abortion rights, which in turn is reigniting the filibuster debate.
Democrats want to change the filibuster to pass a bill to codify Roe. However, they lack the votes to change the filibuster. Still, talking about codifying Roe into law and terminating the filibuster are good talking points for Democrats. It gins up Democratic voters ahead of the midterms.
Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell accusing Democrats of playing politics.
The radical left immediately rallied around the toxic stunt. The cheerleaders for partisan court packing applauded what they suggested was the work of, quote, a brave clerk.
Also suggesting the goal may be for the resulting firestorm to cause the court to reconsider. Chief Justice John Roberts calls the leak of a draft opinion an egregious breach of trust and says if the betrayal was intended to undermine the court's integrity, it will not succeed. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says beyond the leak, their focus is on protecting a woman's right to make choices about her health care, also insisting it's not a political issue. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
Republicans are spending all their focus on the leak because they don't want to talk about Roe v. Wade, where they know they're on the wrong side of history and on the wrong side of American people.
Also saying he intends to have a vote in the Senate very soon on an abortion rights bill. A man who was fined for flying a large Trump flag over his business wins his court fight. The Minnesota Court of Appeals agreeing the flag amounted to free speech. The Buffalo City Council said it violated a local ordinance because of the size and lack of a permit. They could appeal to the state Supreme Court. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
For the first time in more than 4 years, Western intelligence officials say North Korea is preparing to conduct a nuclear weapons test.
Renewed tensions on the peninsula prompted China's atomic envoy to meet his South Korean counterpart in Seoul, calling the situation severe. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un recently warned he would launch a nuclear strike if threatened. There are concerns the North Korean dictator will conduct a nuclear test to spoil the upcoming summit of President Joe Biden in South Korea on May 21st, days after the country's new leader takes over. In London, Lucas Tomlinson, Fox News.
Defense officials say the U.S. needs to keep pace with China, and it's reflected in the defense budget.
This requires that we simultaneously maintain readiness and modernize for the future. It's not one or the other. If we do not do that, then we are risking the security of future generations.
Joint Chiefs Chair Mark Milley at a Senate hearing, along with Defense Chief Lloyd Austin, who says the request includes more than $40 billion for sea equipment, including battleships, and nearly $13 billion to modernize land forces. The new Top Gun ballad arrives.
Lady Gaga's song from the Top Gun Maverick soundtrack is out. The track is titled Hold My Hand, which is a soaring rock ballad that takes a cue from that 80s classic, Take My Breath Away from Berlin, that remained atop the charts following the original Top Gun release. Gaga teased the lyrics and then wrote how she felt writing it on Instagram. I didn't even realize the multiple layers it spanned across the film's heart, my own psyche, and the nature of the world we've been living in. I wanted to make music into a song where we share our deep need to be both understood and to try to understand each other, a longing to be close when we feel so far away. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
An hour to the close on Wall Street, the Dow's up 132. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.